Welcome back to another deep dive into the Chronicles of Dungeons & Drams. I'm R.
And I'm S. Today we are cracking open Chapter 64, titled Fully Booked. And honestly, R, this title does a lot of heavy lifting this week.
Oh, absolutely. It is a triple entendre at least. You've got a library setting, you've got a gnome getting literally booked into a pocket dimension, and you've got a villain claiming his schedule is too full for this nonsense.
It was a chaotic episode, but before we get to the literary violence, we have to touch on the morning setup. The party is just waking up in Ithryn, feeling drained.
Right. Delnus is feeling clammy, eyes burning, classic hangover symptoms, or maybe just necrotic exposure. But then our favorite drow frenemy, Gnarl Ixibrandas, pops in via dimension door.
Gnarl is always moving pieces around. He's moving the base of operations to the Hall of Silks, which seems smart given the monster activity at the prison. But the real headline here is the loot drop.
The picks of Passwall. These things are gnarly. Doug and Herax get war picks made from the extracted teeth of a tomb tapper.
It is gross, but functional. A tooth that can tunnel through stone like butter? That is exactly the kind of horrific utility item you need in a fallen Nethery city.
So armed with monster dentistry, the group heads to the library of Ithryn, and immediately the vibes are off.
Totally off. They walk in and it's like a sitcom setup gone wrong. You've got a giant badger sniffing around, a confused battle cat, and then the duo that defines this chapter, Scriven Scry and Kingsport.
Okay, picture this. Scriven Scry appears to be this human-sized, spectacled-wearing fox librarian. Very whimsical. And Kingsport is a 5-foot-tall penguin with visible trauma.
It screams Alice in Wonderland meets The Office. If the boss was abusive, Scriven Scry is just barking orders at this poor bird, looking for a book of keeping. But the investigators, specifically Tookie, get distracted by the ledger.
The ledger is such a cool piece of world building. It's an automated library log. Tookie realizes it's magic because his name appears on it the second he steals a book.
Caught in 4K by the parchment, but the deep lore is in the history. This ledger shows books checked out over 1,800 years ago, during the fall of Atherin. We see names like High Conjurer Damarith and the Archmage Ariel Larthus.
And then the connection to the present. The fox, Scriven Scry, has been checking out books on the Nine Hells, Asheron, and the Elemental Planes. That is a massive red flag. Why does a librarian need to know about the eternal battlefields of the lower planes?
Exactly. And let's talk about Kingsport, the penguin. The party tries to interview him, and it is heartbreaking. He has to write on a piece of paper because he can't speak properly. He writes, "He beats me," underlined.
That turned the mood from whimsical to dark real quick. Herax, being the absolute paragon paladin he is, decides right then and there, okay, we aren't just looking for books anymore, we are saving this penguin.
Herax casting healing magic on the penguin? Top-tier paladin work, but Doug decides to escalate the investigation. He notices the discrepancy with the Ring of the Grimmarian book being missing, gets suspicious, and Delnus casts True Seeing on him.
And the facade drops. This is one of the best reveals in recent chapters. Doug looks at the cute fox librarian and sees the truth. It melts away into an Arcanoloth.
For those not up on their fiend taxonomy, this is bad news. Arcanoloths are Yugoloths, extraplanar mercenaries, neutral evil record keepers, soul brokers from Gehenna. They look like jackals or dogs, usually dressed in fine robes, but Scriven Scry's robes are lined with human teeth.
The description was chilling, a miasma of malevolence. And suddenly, the motive clicks. He wants the Book of Keeping because it likely holds the true names of Yugoloths. If he gets it, he gets power over his own kind.
The party decides to ambush him, and it turns into a wild scrum. Doug brings the axe down, but Arcanoloths are slippery. They can teleport at will.
We get a great visual of Doug transforming into a polar werebear while wearing the magically resizing jorts of the Magi.
The jorts stay on during the transformation, vital detail, but the highlight of the combat has to be Tookie's predicament.
Oh my god, yes. Scriven Scry turns his spellbook into a biting maw and chomps Tookie. The rogue gets swallowed by a book.
And then, amidst the chaos, Tookie fights his way out of the binding and delivers the line of the night. "I'm sorry I can't hang around. I'm fully booked."
I groaned. I laughed. I groaned again. It was perfect. Then Scrivenscry literally tosses him out like a tuna.
But Scrivenscry realizes he's outmatched. It's 5-1, plus a very angry Badger. He tries to negotiate, offering to sell Kingsport to the party for 1,000 gold.
And Herax hits him with the moral philosophy. "You can't give us something you don't own." God, I love it when they shut down a villain's logic.
The tragedy, though, comes at the end. In a fit of spite, Scrivenscry catches an acid blast from Herax and slams it into the ledger, melting it.
As a lover of lore, that hurt me physically. That was 2,000 years of borrowing history gone. He literally burned the data.
It's the ultimate librarian sin. Scrivenscry drops the mic, says, "I'm from Gehenna, this acid is nothing," and teleports away.
Leaving the party with a melted book, a rescued penguin, and no answers about the missing teleportation manual.
But they have Kingsport. And honestly, I think trading the library records for the penguin's freedom was a fair trade.
We'll see if Kingsport is actually a penguin or some chimera from the menagerie next week. Until then, keep your library books overdue at your own risk.
And watch out for foxes wearing people teeth cloaks. See you next time.